Welcome back to the OU Daily Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. As always, it is great to be back with each and every one of you, and I would like to thank my good friend and colleague, Rabbi Adir Posey, for filling in for me yesterday while I was out. To you, our dear callers, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shishi, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Korach, the first day of the month of Tammuz, Chodesh Tov to everyone. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Monday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Zacharia Rubin of the Avas Torah Center in Henderson, Nevada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rubin slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, the Cholim, and Acheinu. The Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubin.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for this wonderful privilege and this wonderful opportunity. I also want to give a special thank you to each and every one of you who took time out of your day, especially on a Friday and an Erev Shabbos, for some Chizuk and some Tehillim. I want to share with you a tried and tested secret about how to solve difficult problems. I want to share with you a story about this. The story takes us back about 2 years ago. It was 8 p.m. at night, and my wife was in the passenger seat. My beautiful children were in the back. We were not regular travelers. We had to rent a car. We were not used to using GPS. And we were actually headed from the holy city of Tzfat back to our home at the time in the holy city of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, Jerusalem. Now, if you've ever driven from Tzfat to Jerusalem, you are aware that the highway that separates the two is a very long and windy road with only one lane on each side, in each direction. There's no street lights. It's absolutely pitch dark other than the lights that are coming from your car. To say the least, my wife and I were out of our comfort zone. We were not regular travelers when we were living in Israel, and you know, not in our own car, certainly, and not on roads that we were familiar with. We began driving, and we made a mistake on the GPS, and we took a wrong turn. Okay, that happens. Usually when that happens, you hear rerouting. We didn't hear rerouting. The GPS froze up. Okay, no problem. We figure we'll continue driving, and we'll figure out how to turn around, get back on the highway. Problem was, there was no way to turn around. GPS wasn't working, and we couldn't figure out how to turn around to get back on the highway, at least from the exit that we had gone from. And so I turned to my wife, and I wanted to share with her how nervous I was, but the last thing I wanted to do was scare my children in the back. So I looked at her, and I said to her, listen closely, I said to her, I don't know where we are, Ein Od Melvado. And she understood exactly what I was trying to say because she looked back at me, and my dear wife said, yes, let's keep driving, but we'll keep our eyes open, Ein Od Melvado. So what is Ein Od Melvado? What in the world were we talking about? There's a pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, Ein Od Melvado, which means there is nothing besides for him. There's nothing besides for Hashem. We recognize as Jewish people that our entire faith is on Hashem. He and he alone takes care of us. Chaim Volozhiner writes that when someone is in the place of harm, he should say this verse with complete conviction and concentration, and Hashem will save him. So I was saying to my wife, and she was saying back to me, we're going to say the verse, Ein Od Melvado. And together we began to sing, I'll spare you the tune, but together we began to sing Ein Od Melvado over and over and over again to strengthen our faith in Hashem, our emunah, in a not knowing where to go, but not to scare our children at the same time. Now, if you understand in Israel, not every neighborhood is Jewish, and some not Jewish neighborhoods are not really safe. And when your GPS works, it will keep you out of those neighborhoods. When your GPS doesn't work, you have nothing keeping you out of those neighborhoods. So we keep driving, and it starts to feel a little bit wrong. There's something wrong about this location. It doesn't feel like a Jewish community. So I said to my wife, I pointed to a gas station. I said, maybe we should go into that gas station in Omovado. She says, I don't think that's a good idea in Omovado. We don't know who will be inside in Omovado. So we keep driving, and then we start seeing signs that are not in Hebrew. They're now in Arabic. And I turned to my wife. I said, that's an interesting sign, Ein Od Movado. And she turns to me and she says, yes, let's turn around, Ein Od Movado. We turn around, and a short while later, we get back to that same gas station. And my wife smiles and points to the gas station. She says, let's go in, Ein Od Movado. So I was confused. I said, just a few minutes ago, you said we shouldn't go in there, Ein Od Movado. And she says, no, look at the car parked there, Ein Od Movado. And I'm so confused. I look up and I see on the back window of the car, in huge letters are the words, Ein Od Movado. So we had no doubt this was a person who believes and fears in Hashem, and we were in good hands to go ask him how to get back to the highway. In fact, we did ask him how to get back to the highway, and he sent us in the right direction. To us, to my wife and I, this is always, will always be a life lesson that in the darkest, the most difficult times, and certainly in times that are not so difficult, when we just need a little bit to feel a little bit more support from Hashem, use those three words, Ein Od Milvado. There is nothing else besides Hashem. He is our sole source and of support, and it is Hashem who takes care of us. So I wanted to share that story of Chizuk with you so that you can use the same advice of Rav Chaim Volozhiner for you and your family in times of need. With no further ado, let's begin the Tehillim. Today we're going to recite Tehillim Perek Chaf, that's chapter 20. I will recite it slowly for you. And you feel free to recite along with me. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchaisecha, v'oilosa yidashna selo, yitein lecha chil vavecha, v'chol atasecha yimalei, niranana bishulasecha, uv'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yemale Adonai kol mishali secha. Ati adati ki arshia Adonai mishicho. Yaneu mishne kocho begruas yesha yemino. Eile vorechev ve'ile vasisim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. He makaru v'nafalu vanachnu kamnu v'nis aydad. Adonai hoshia ha'melech yaneinu v'yom karenu. We continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, that's chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai roi lo echzor, v'nois deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yina haleni, nafshi yeshevev yancheni v'magli tzedek leman shemo, gam ki elef v'geitzal moves, lo irara ki ata imodi, shivtecho mishantecho, heimo yina chamuni, taroich lefanai shulchan, neged tzeriroi, Bishanta Vashemen Roshi Kaisi Rivaya Aftoi Vachased Yerdefuni Kol Yimei Chayai Bishabdi Vesadonai Li'arech Yamin. We continue with Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, that's 121. Shir Lama'alos Esreinai Elohorim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'yem Adonai Osei Shamayim Vo'aret Al yitein lamoit raglecha, al yanum shem recha. Hinei lo yanum velo yishan, shemer Yisrael. Adonai shem recha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yeminecha. Yoimam ha-shemesh le-yakeka, v'yareach ba-layla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeitcha v'olecha, me'ata v'yabilam. We continue with Perek Kuf Lamed, that's chapter 130. Shir Hamaloi Simamakim Kirasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Vekoili Diana Oznecha Kashuvois Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonois Tishmarya Adonai Mi Yaamod Ki Imcha Haslicha Lema'an Tivorei Kivisi Adonai kivsa nafshi velidvaroi hoichalti. Nafshi l'Adonai nishemrim laboker, shemrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai kim Adonai hachesed v'harbei imo fedos. V'hu yifda es Yisrael mikol avonosov. We continue now with a Mishaberach for Cholim. I will pause for a few seconds for anyone listening to recite the name of a Chola who needs a refuah. Mishaberach avasein Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov Moshe v'Aaron David Shlomo hu yivarech v'yarape es ha-cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam L'Rapoistam L'Chazikam L'Chayotam B'Yishlach Amei Refuah Shleimah Hashamayim L'Ramach Yivrem Mishasagideyem Mitzvah Sharcha Yisrael Fus HaNefesh Fus HaGuf Hashna Ba'Agola V'Zman Karev V'Nemar Amein Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael HaNesunim Batzaru V'Ashivya Ha'omdim Bein Bayam U'Bein Bayabasha HaMakom Yirachim Aleihem V'Yotziyem Mitzara L'Ravacha U'Mei Afila L'Oira U'Mishiba D'Gula Hashta bagalov is man kariv, and Imar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Reuven. Heinod Mevalda, I'm with you. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The speaker is not yet confirmed, but we will be set and ready come Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, restful, meaningful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.